Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hello, this is Dub Knight. I've done so many shows about topics about, you know, my music. Music is so important to me because that's the dream. I work very hard. I paid my dues. But I've done a lot of other things. And one thing that I want to state to the world, I do not want any misunderstandings about my music, about me. When I make a request, it is what I want. The reason why I say this is because, you know, I wrote my music, BMI, I got 367 compositions on there. I wrote thousands of songs that I did not put on my song, on the catalog yet. In my lifetime, I wrote thousands with bands and by myself. So I continued to write with the keyboard, singing, etc. One misconception, which was from evil people around me, made false statements that I gave permission for other people to use my song. The truth is I did not. I will request other people to contact me, all people, everybody on this planet to contact me about any of the music that I made. The reason why as I state that is because there were con artists or fraudulent people around me who look at my music as some gateway to make money. There were allegations that they made money off my music and they should not have. They committed some fraud or something, but it has not been proven. But what is true is that they should not be making up these false statements. The truth is I did not give permission to anyone on this planet in the music business to use my songs. However, if anyone wanted to use it, they should contact me directly. I would like to know. I don't want no misunderstandings. Because, as you know, being a songwriter, I put so much time and effort and hard work in making that song. And the financial hardship that I have as an artist is extremely painful. Because, you know, with artists, you know, like me, if we don't get paid for our work, that isn't fair if someone used my song or take it and try to use it without paying me first. So that's why I copyrighted and published every song that was released on the albums, like Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye for Now. It's all been copyrighted and published. Even songs that I haven't released, a lot of them I have not released. Like my song, Bass in Jail, you know the same. I sent it to the copyright office. It's on the copyright under, you know, unpublished, but it's been published. And there's like two versions been sent to the copyright office, one with just the keyboard solo that I created, and then there's another version where I sing with the lyrics and I rap. I may release that one day. Who knows? It will be without a microphone. I sing, I rap, and then I play a whole piano solo. I wrote that. It's at the copyright office. I had to. I was told when I was young to protect my music because there were so many people who try to steal, and there's so many lawsuits, and it's important to all artists who write music to protect it. But for me, I did not, take it for granted what I was told. So I had to copyright and protect all my music. And I want to let everybody know, I do not want no misunderstandings about my music. I did not sign it away or give anyone on this planet the permission to use any of my music. Again, I did not sign away my music. I did not give anyone on this planet any permission to use it. If they want to use it, please contact me directly. And yes, as long as they contact me directly, the real Dove Knight. Two, you know, my music and songs are, you know, I wrote it. You know, I wrote it. Some of my songs, I wrote it with another person. So I'm not the only songwriter. I always give credit to the other songwriters on my music, or by law, okay? So everything I say about that is true. I try to be fair. I struggle a lot. I make no money on my music. When I hear these stories about people who made up stories like, oh, they got checks to use this and use that, I'm like, you know, if it's their songs, then good for them. My songs, I receive nothing. I don't like it when this guy said, I made it in the music industry. I don't like it. It's almost like he's saying, oh, he make music and, you know, I'm ready to be manipulated. It's almost like a punch, you know, saying what I've done is a punchy bag. As far as release to the public, as far as with a little record company, yes, I did make it in music in that regard. As far as making money or getting a hit, which is the real success to make a living, I have not. That's why I was forced to go to college, forced to try other jobs because I didn't make it in music financially. I consider that's the real success. I did not sign away my songs. I did not license my song to another person. I did not put my songs in any movie. I did not. So I hope no misunderstandings there. What I have said, it is the truth. And I do not want anyone to use my music without my permission, because if they make money and I don't, that's not fair. It's not fair. It's stealing. I mean, it's not right for someone to make money off me when they didn't write a damn thing. And I heard that, you know, it really bugs me when he said, oh, you just wrote a lyric or whatever. This is my thing. If you write lyrics, or if you write the music, or you compose or write the lyrics, you're a songwriter. It's your material. One or the other or both. And I write both. I compose music and I write the lyrics. Like I Do Love You, I definitely wrote both. I wrote both. And all songwriters, you know, if there's two or more, you know, they all participate in the lyrics. They all participate in the music. Like John and Lennon and Paul, you know, they probably the greatest songwriting collaboration ever because they got 20 number ones. You know, they wrote, you know, they share the lyrics and compose. Sometimes one just do the lyrics and the other does the music, or vice versa. They still songwriters. One does the music and or write the lyrics, and the next song, they just write the lyrics, and the other one just do the music, and then the next song, vice versa. It's still songwriters. Lyricists, or to all the lyricists and composers on a planet like me, I salute you. But here's my song, I Do Love You. And I Do Love You was such a great song. Listen to it.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know where they do?
Again, that's on my song Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye for Now, it's on Amazon. But I didn't make no money from it. I did not give permission to anyone to use it. It was, my song is not in any movie. I did not make really no money from it. I will tell you the truth, but I'm glad that I got it in videos. I'm glad I got to, you could say, professional level. It's in videos, my songs. It's been released to the public, so in that sense, yes. But as far as, like, making a living from it or getting a big check from it, no. I did not authorize anyone to use my music. I own everything. And that is the truth. So I hope there's no misunderstandings. Just like the misunderstandings they say about, you know, people make up lies around me about me, my music, and so on. I don't like it. I don't want no lies. You know, I did previous podcasts where I think there were misunderstandings about my privacy, you know, in my home. There shouldn't be. I don't want nobody listening or looking in my home with any listening device or hidden camera. These are allegations. But some people around me say, oh, I allowed it. I would never allow a pervert to look in my home. There should be no misunderstandings by that. So, I mean, I'm trying to make myself clear. When I say something honestly and like and something that's just basically the truth, it should be respected. I don't want nobody questioning my judgment or my music, my songs, or anything else. You know, I did not make what I said, you know, I don't like when people say I made the music. I did not. I don't have no Grammy. I didn't make no big royalty check from a major label. I got nothing. I got hardly anything after all those years of struggle. It is the truth. I was forced to go to college. I was forced to do other things because I ain't making no living with my music. I got nothing, 0 cents almost, for the music I release. That is the truth. Hardly anything. No, I didn't make nothing. That it should be no misunderstandings. I'm still struggling after all those years. Pennies. Penniless. But again, I authorize no one to use my music. But that is what it is. I try to, you know, I brought up the other stuff, you know, about privacy and stuff, just to show an analogy about misunderstandings. I hope there isn't. When I say something, it is the truth. When I say I don't want nobody violating my privacy, I mean it. Just like what I say with my music, I mean, they were making up stories about me making... I made nothing, really, for my music. And I gave no one authorization to use it. I only say that because people around me, or evil people, were making up stories about it. But I don't want misunderstandings about my music. My music was made for the whole world. And the whole world can listen to it. I struggled too long. And I hope I don't sound so harsh in a sense of, you know, about the situation. I'm just making a point. You know, it's out there. It's been out there for years. You know, I struggled so long. I wish I would have done it when I was younger. It's really what I really want to do, and it did not come true to where I could be on stage and perform in front of 20,000 or where I could or write a song that could get into a movie or the dream to get a Grammy or the possibility of getting on the Billboard chart. That has not happened. And that was so painful because it's about that dream. And I did not want to come to Hollywood to be the broken dreamer by some, you know, either bad luck, which has happened, or some hoodlum outside who don't want my dream to come true. And that has happened too. These people didn't want my dream to come true or manipulate me to prevent me from making my dreams come true. And that's not good. That's evil. You know, I told the truth about everything. I didn't make a dime, Harley, for my music. Hardly a dime. I did not sign away any of my music. I did not allow anyone else to use my music. But I had these dream killers, broken dreamers, who wanted to stop me from making it in music. They wanted to manipulate other people with it. And I wanted to tell you that, if you know, for me to prevent that, I had to copyright it and I had to publish. I even have an ASCAP publisher to publish it faster so I can protect my music. What's on BMI, I had to put on ASCAP. The reason why is because it took BMI a long time to publish it, and I say, oh, I got to put it on ASCAP. I got to put it on another publisher. So I essentially have two publishing companies because the concerns were if I have some good pop music that somebody around me would look at it as, ooh, I, you know, got some ulterior motives. There are sociopaths around me, I believe, and there are sociopaths in this world who don't care about how much hard work or how much suffering I've been through for decades. All they care about is themselves, to manipulate me to get to the top, and I didn't want them to do that. So I had to write my music and publish it and copyright it. You can go to U.S. Copyright Office and see everything that I published or everything that I released to the public is on the Copyright Office to protect it. But it may not be enough, because if I hear that song or sample or something out there, I'm going to be forced to go to court. I don't want to deal with that, but I may have to. I may have to go to court because someone stole my music or used it. And I did not give no one permission to use it. I gave no one. I'm saying this because these allegations that people made around, I let somebody use it, or blah, 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 blah. No, I did not. My music is so important to me. I hope I don't come off as too pushy, because I'm not. It's part of who I am. I own it. I own that song. And it's part of that dream. I don't want to be a broken dreamer, so I keep releasing these albums. I keep releasing those albums. I really own that those songs, not just literally by creating it. And, you know, they told me if I created the song, that's automatically protected, but not legally, because I can't release a song without a copyright. It has to be copyrighted. All the songs that I release are copyrighted and published with two publishing companies. So that is what it is. So, again, I made really nothing from my music, but I still have those aspirations. Again, the truth. I did not give it to anyone to use. I did not sign anything away. It is on a copyright and a publishing. No one's authorized to use it unless they contact me, because I'd like to know who's using it first, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. I will let people use it, but they can't use it unless they contact me, and no one has contacted me about my music. I hope there's no misunderstandings. And no misunderstandings about anything else. I brought up about the privacy stuff because that was an example of misunderstandings in my building or in my neighborhood. That I deserve that right to privacy. Good day, good night from Dove Night.